Mexico's President Vicente Fox came to power nearly 3 years ago with a cowboy swagger, promising dramatic changes after 71 years of single-party rule. But Fox has been sounding far less confident of late. In his State of the Union address last week, he referred to a sluggish economy, rising unemployment, and political deadlock. Faced with a divided Congress, Fox risks becoming a lame duck with half his term still to go. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Draped in a presidential sash bearing the green, white, and red of the Mexican flag, a somber President Fox stood before Mexico's Congress and national TV cameras and tried to put the best spin on a frustrating 3 years in office. The president cited record low inflation. He pointed to successes in taking down big drug mafias and dishonest bureaucrats.
Con transparencia, con rendición de cuentas.
By making government transparent, he said, by holding people accountable, and with efficient oversight, we have been eliminating pockets of corruption. But macroeconomic discipline and victories in the war against drugs and corruption are not impressing ordinary Mexicans. Many say Fox's successes haven't improved their everyday lives. People here want decent-paying jobs, and Fox promised a million a year. Instead, hundreds of thousands of manufacturing and assembly jobs have moved to China. At a Mexico City stationery store, one clerk named Martin says he voted for Fox in 2000, but has lost faith in the transformation heralded by the practical businessman turned politician. What good is it if the economy is healthy in general on global terms, he says, if we Mexicans don't see the benefits? I'm talking about work and quality of life. To help strengthen its economy, Mexico desperately needs a series of structural reforms. Tax collection here is the lowest in Latin America. The energy sector needs hundreds of millions of dollars for upgrades and exploration. The courts are dens of graft. Fox has offered proposals to address these concerns, but they've gone nowhere in Mexico's divided Congress, where no party holds an absolute majority. And Fox has proved a bad negotiator, alienating the same legislators he needs to make his reforms real. But during his State of the Union address, Fox turned conciliatory. I pledge to Congress, he said, my commitment to strengthen our relationship in order to better meet our responsibilities. The former ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, still in disarray from its historic trouncing in 2000, is now signaling it will work with Fox. It better, says George Grayson, a Mexico expert at the College of William and Mary. Grayson says if the PRI wants to regain the presidency in 2006, it cannot afford to hold up reforms just to make Fox and his National Action Party look bad.
The PRI still has a bad reputation and also a party that's associated with corruption. And they're going to have to deliver to the people of Mexico, because while Fox may get a black eye if he doesn't get some of his promises fulfilled, the PRI will probably come out with an equally poor reputation, which could open the field to some outsider, some populist, who would take advantage of the general discontent with Mexico's political elite.
Fox also has angered international human rights groups by closing Mexico's first-ever human rights office set up to liaise with the UN and other nations. It was Fox's creation, and it opened Mexico to international scrutiny like never before. Kate Doyle with the National Security Archive is a leading investigator of human rights issues in Mexico. She says Fox has let Mexico down.
The administration's failures to follow through with that office are coupled by its failure to prosecute human rights abuses on the ground. Military and police forces continue to enjoy an outrageous impunity that has been simply the standard for Mexico for decades.
A recent United Nations report found that torture is still widely used by Mexican police. To his credit, Fox has opened secret files on government-led student massacres from the 1960s and 70s, and though he fell short of creating a truth commission to investigate such crimes, he did appoint a special prosecutor. It remains to be seen whether any prosecutions will come of it. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.